Hello.
I can speak to Emma Lindsay, please.
Speaking.
Hi, Emma. My name is Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal with the law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm grand. I am good. Just done my lunch half hour.
Okay. Do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me, Emma, about your case?
Hi, give me 2 seconds and I'll speak that through, please.
Okay.
Give me a second. Right, I can speak now.
Perfect. I'll try and be as quick as I can for you. As I said, all our calls are recorded, Emma, for training and monitoring purposes.
No bother.
As I said earlier, my name's Michael. I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA. My role is to go out and gather the evidence.
Right.
Not only from your time and care, but also to try and understand how the trauma you suffered in care has had a lasting effect on you into your adult life. Whether that be the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or drugs issues, and
I'm only sober for addiction, a year for my replacement medication now.
Oh, nice.
But it led me straight into addiction, so it did.
It's amazing.
I was a heroin addict for 16 years.
Oh, wow.
I now work in the recovery field. I'm now a lived experience worker.
Excellent. It's amazing. Well done. 16 years. Okay. And where did you see treatment for your heroin addiction, Emma?
Radar Scotland. It was Rapid Action Drugs and Alcohol Services.
Okay. Rapid.
So it's Radar.
Radar, I'll just do Radar, eh? It's easier than all that. ADAR. And whereabouts is that?
That is based from the North West Centre in Kilmarnock. And my worker was Rachel McAdam.
Kilmarnock. Okay. And it's Rachel McAdam, yeah?
Yeah, that was my worker. I also have a diagnosis of bipolar and ADHD. I've also got severe anxiety and suspected CPTSD that I'm currently doing EMDR therapy for.
Anxiety. And COPD?
No. The chronic CPTSD.
Oh, chronic PTSD?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And I'm doing EMDR therapy, and that's the eye movement desensitization.
Oh, wow. How's that going?
Really good, actually. It's actually why I even was able to make the call to the redress scheme in the first place.
Yeah, amazing. Well done.
Because this is kind of something that I thought, I'm not interested because it'll open doors that I don't want open back up.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Can I take your GP's details then, please, Emma?
Yeah.
I'll GP and gather their information.
It's Old Irvine Road.
Yeah, what's the practice name, please?
Let me 2 seconds. Let me just check what it's actually called with Google.
Okay.
It's just Old Irvine Road Surgery.
Okay, 2 seconds. And that is Old Irvine?
Yeah, Old Irvine Road Surgery on Old Irvine Road.
You can spell that for me, Emma, sorry.
No, it's Old and then I-R-V-I-N-E.
Oh, Old Irvine, okay.
Yeah.
Old Irvine Road Surgery, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't have, a certain doctor. I just see whoever's available.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So what I'll do, Emma, is I'll write to your GP. I'll write to... where's it going?
Drug addiction worker.
Yeah, sorry. I write to Radar.
It's all right, it's a Friday, I'm the same, that's my work of the
day. Do you know, my brain went blank then for a second, I was like, where did I put that? So I write to those two institutions, I gather all the evidence. I've got one really tough question, Emma, I don't know if I should ask you in your breaking work.
No, on you go, it's all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I work in health and social care, so I've got quite a supportive team anyway.
Okay, perfect. Have you ever tried to take your own life, Emma?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Did that end up with hospitalisation?
Yep, I actually was, while I was under social work, I ended up in a child mental health unit as well as an adult mental health unit as a child.
Oh,
I think it was 12 months between the two of them.
Yeah.
And I also had flung myself out of a window and broke my back a few years ago intentionally.
Oh, I'm so sorry that you thought that was your option at the time.
I know.
Yeah.
But obviously when I got to the hospital, I had to play down the fact that it wasn't deliberate because I was scared of getting kept in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And was a psychiatric hospital, was it?
Yeah, it was. It was Garden Avil and Cross House Hospital that they held me in.
Okay, give me 2 seconds. I'll just get that details. I've heard of Garden Avil before. Garden Avil. What was the other hospital?
Cross House Hospital, and it was locked in. Cross House.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sorry.
And it was Ward 2D. I've also spent time in the Ailsa Psychiatric Hospital over the years as well.
In where, sorry?
In the Ailsa Psychiatric Hospital before it was changed to Woodlands View. It was like a local psychiatric hospital.
So I can. Is it Redlands or Ridlands?
It's completely went out of my mind there.
Friday.
Oh, what the name there? I've went and forgot it. The Ailsa. C is in the Ailsa Craig.
No.
Which is local Ayrshire. So it's ASLA.
Okay, the Ailsa Mental Health Hospital.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never been held under detention.
Okay. So a bit of an outpatient there, was you?
Voluntary. I was always bright enough to know that if I went voluntary, it was easier for me.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to write to all of these NHS and various different charities and your GP. I'm also going to write to the social services and the education authority of the care settings you're in,
Claudia's
homes. When I get that information from your time in care, Emma, do you want me to share that with you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Okay, so what we'll do, Emma, is when I get that information, I'll share it with you. We'll go through it together.
Yeah.
If you're not comfortable going through it with me, I think you'll want my female colleagues to go through it with you. It's entirely up to you. But we'll, us as a law firm, will go through it with you. We'll make sure that, obviously, we haven't missed anything out for you. Go through all of your statements, make sure you're happy with everything that's in there. Well, then add all of your medical records and information to your claim. And we'll do what's called our final submission, Emma, to the Scottish Redress. Obviously, then we've got a full picture of your time in care and what's haunted you into your adult life. From there, Emma, we get what's called a panel date. A panel with judge our case. They do it behind closed doors, so there's no need for us to, you know, be there. Right. And then from there, hopefully we'll get you the recognition you deserve and hopefully some financial compensation for you.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Thanks so much.
Okay. Do you understand all that, Emma? Do you have any questions?
Yeah, I do. No, I don't. I actually support other people to access the redress scheme now in my capacity. It's my job.
Amazing. So, if you need any help, just give us a call.
I will do. Thanks very much.
Okay. I just need to go back one step with you, Emma. Obviously, due to the sensitive nature of these cases, I just need to make sure you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there available to you. I do understand that you're on a dinner break, if you like. So I'll be as quick as I can. You can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. I mean, you don't need a law firm to do that. That would obviously entail you gathering your own information if you so wish.
I just don't have the time. I don't have the time to deal with this matter on my own.
Yeah, so that's option one. Option two is you can instruct another law firm who won't charge you fees. They get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client win, loses or draws.
Right.
I can't discuss their processes and what they do and what, more importantly, they don't do for you. All I can tell you, Emma, is that we don't participate in that scheme. We don't want to.
Right.
We enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee. And it's then on us to gather the evidence for you and give you the best chance of getting the most positive outcome.
No, I'm really happy with my decision, and even to the way my phone calls and stuff have been, and how understanding and how trauma-informed you have been.
Yeah. I'm very grateful for that. I just need to explain our fees, Emma. Our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT.
Right.
So what that means is no matter how much work we spend on your case, you'll never pay us more than 20%. Slightly less, it's like 19.2, but...
See the way that I see this is this is no money that I've got in the bank. This is money that has possibly got to come. So if I've got to pay for a lawyer to fight it correctly, then I've got to pay for a lawyer to fight it correctly.
Yeah, perfect. That's the right way. It's the best outlook for yourself to think about that. So just on the flip side, then, of the no fee piece, just to let you know, just so you to keep your mind at rest. Because you've been through such emotional hardship throughout your life, we will never put you under any sort of financial hardship if we're unsuccessful with your case. Our insurance policy will cover all of our time, so we will never come looking for any sort of fees from you. Is that okay, Emma? Sorry, I blasted through that really fast.
No, thanks a lot.
But do you understand those three options?
Yeah, I do. I really appreciate the phone call today, but I need to head off now. Okay, I'm afraid I've got an appointment.
Okay. You happy for me to continue, Emma?
Yeah, I am.
Excellent. I'll let you get back. Thank you very
much, Emma. Thanks very much. Have a nice day.
Yeah, you too. Bye. Thanks, Emma. Bye-bye.